This podcast is brought to you by Fearwood Properties. If you're looking to buy, lease, rent, or sell landed properties for residential, corporate, agricultural, or recreational purposes, Fearwood Properties is your company to go to. Now, their other services include town planning consultancy, construction of buildings, and much more. If you're interested in any of this service, feel free to access them on their website via thefearwoodproperties.com. This is spelled thefearwoodproperties.com. thefearwoodproperties.com. Hey fam, welcome to the finale of the Big Dreamers podcast for season 3, or should I say season 3 finale of the Big Dreamers podcast. It has been an interesting third quarter of the year 2020, and I brought you on the journey of the life experiences of all the interesting and mind-blowing guests I have had in this season. And I hope their experiences and word of inspiration has actually served as a form of motivation to whatever it is that you do. This particular season, like I said again, is focused on empowerment, and I hope you have been empowered. Now, for the last episode of this season, I'm bringing somebody on board. Somebody personal, somebody interesting. My drum rolls. Boom, 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 boom. My mom. So the truth is that this particular episode has been out since the 15th, or it has been ready since the 15th of this of November. But I've been too hesitant and scared to share it because there's a lot of personal information in this podcast that I've been second guessing. Like, do we really need to let people know about all of this? But you know, it is what it is. And I think I now have peace because I have prayed enough, or, you know, had enough quiet time to think through it as well. And with that, I believe now is the time for you to listen and be inspired from the words of wisdom from my mom. So get your seatbelts. Today, don't even relax. It's your seatbelts that you need so that you don't, you know, can't mistakenly press the accelerator too fast or too much. Anyways, get your seatbelts and get ready to enjoy this episode. Cheers. Welcome to the Big Dreamers podcast. I am your host, Defisayo, an award-winning travel blogger, a tourism promoter and strategist, and the founder of TravCP. This is a safe commute created to empower big dreamers to dream bigger through the inspiring stories and life experiences of top influencers, industry leaders, and entrepreneurs. The theme for this season is empowerment. So good morning. Actually, it's not in the morning anymore. I don't know what's wrong with me. We're in the evening. It's currently 6:32 p.m. on Sunday. What's today's date? 15th of November 2020. 2020 has been what? In what sentence? What has 2020 been to you?
It's been a year of unexpected. Yeah. It's been a year of unexpected. It's been a year we are full of hope, full of plan, full of goals, and you're unable to carry them out according to your own plan. So it's a year of so many unexpected, like the coronavirus that is not totally off for now, but then it slows down a lot of things. Then a lot of youth unrest.
Youth unrest? How will you call it youth unrest, mommy? it's not youth unrest.
A lot of, destabilization here and there, a lot of...
Okay, let me clarify for the audience. It's not youth unrest. So there was an unrest in Nigeria. Mommy is laughing. You know, before we started this podcast, it was difficult to start because I was just laughing because I've never done a podcast with my mom before. I mean, this is the first podcast I'm having to do it. Anyway, so... for those who are not aware, please go listen to about the 5th episode of this season. We spoke extensively about ENSAS, which is the protest that happened in Nigeria last month. If you want like the elaborate explanation, you'll find it there. Or you can just Google it, answers, or check my Instagram page. So, mommy, continue, please.
Okay, it's been a year of unexpected. However, God has been faithful, especially to Nigerians, because God has spared Nigeria, particularly Africans, from the grip of the coronavirus compared to advanced countries, compared to countries like US and UK. I mean, we kept seeing all of those things fluctuating. It increases today, it's, you know, nosedive tomorrow, it's just mad. But here in Nigeria, there is coronavirus, there's no doubt, but God has been faithful. However, we should still keep safe and be conscious of our cleanliness and our environment.
Awesome. So for those who do not know you, I know I didn't do an introduction, which you might have heard of, but people that are listening to the podcast would have heard about the introduction. So tell them more about you. Who are you, your professional life, your career? What who is mommy? But in other people might know you as Mrs. Bonlale or Town Planner Bonlale. Who are you, basically?
Okay, who am I? My answer simply is, I'm a child of God. I know who I am. Officially, my name is Town Planner Olayinka Bello Bonlale Aboy. I'm a mother. I'm a teacher of the Word of God. I'm an influencer. I'm a leadership coach. I'm a town planner. I have an NGO called Liberty Mastery, and I'm a giver, and I'm also tough, as in I have a mind of myself. I believe biblical principles. I believe in raising up your children in a way you want them. If you want them to give you rest in the future, so you should raise them well. I believe in investment. You give them the best, I mean your children. You also plan for your life during your active years. I'm good and I'm cool. And I'm in the hand of God. That's who I am for now. Because of my time.
You, the funny thing is, for people who are listening that do not know you, what you're listening is what, like, what she actually is, what everything she just summarized to you. She actually mentioned that she's tough, which is very, very true. She's also very grounded in the Word of God. I mean, most of the spiritual values I have today, something I picked up from her, I learned from her. She's, after God, my number one role model. Then I cannot continue and say some of the Emmy and other role models I have been able to acquire over the years. So what exactly will I say, you know, brought you to this point as you are today? I mean, my mommy was 24 and I'm 25 now. She was 24 when she had me. Were you 24 when you had me, or when you married? Which one?
I was 24 when I got married.
Okay.
And immediately I did my court wedding. I was pregnant and I gave birth to you slightly before I was 25. That was May 12th. I did my court wedding with your dad in August. So May the following year, I gave birth to you. So like 10 months later. So I had my first daughter when I was still 24, about 24, 25. But things are changing now. There's no cause for them to rush into marriage. What led to my marriage then was that I was living with one of my cousins, and I wasn't enjoying my stay. And I cannot afford to go and live alone. And my mother happens to be a single mom. And she was living at Oshobo then. And I don't want to go and meet her back. And here comes a man that says he loves me. And I was still in school then. I was doing my OND in planning. And he said, do you believe you can marry? And I said, if you are ready, why not? So I was not really fully prepared, honestly. So preparation is key. So my advice to youth out there is, no cause to rush. Marriage is for life. I was not even mentored, and it really affected me. I was not mentored. I was not fully prepared. I didn't even check the guy out very well. I didn't even check his family out. All of these things matters. I was not even fully prepared mentally, spiritually, physically, business-wise. You know, but these days, our children, they are another breed entirely. All of those we taught them, all of those they take to heart, and all of those... they also practice. So we believe that they will have a better marriage lifestyle by God's grace. It affected me. And I just want to say thank you, God. In all of that, I have four children, a girl and She's not even a girl, now, a big lady, thedesire.com,
yells.
And three other living pillar boys that they are vibrant, full of life. And God is helping me in His mercy to put them right and to ensure that they get it right on time, too. I'm raising my boys to be responsible fathers. I'm raising my boys to be God-fearing children. So I'm speaking to you out there, too. Those little boys at home that God has given you is a privilege, right? So nurture them for God. Nurture them to be responsible. Nurture them to be a responsible. You are raising fathers of nation. So they have to get it right from home. If they don't get it right from home, there's no miracle. You cannot be praying when they are 25, 30. It's too late. They are fully formed then. So pray them into their destiny now so that they are well formed. When they are well formed and they are fully formed, according to the will of God for their life, they will even give you rest.
So, at the beginning, you were saying that you've learned a lot and you're thankful to God for your marriage. I've been very skeptical about speaking about this. That's why I even asked, "Mommy, are you sure you want to talk about this?" And I mean, she has freely said it herself that, you know, there are decisions she made in the past that she wished she had mentors to talk to her about. So, do you want to enlighten people? I don't know. I don't feel free talking about it. It's not coming out of my mouth.
That's why I'm a product of two marriages. I have three kids before. When my husband walked away over 20 years ago, and I was so young, I was into another marriage, you know. And I'm like, okay, will I be able to make it work? Will I be able not to make it work? I'm still in the limbo, right? But in all of that, I discovered that the most important person we cannot do without is God in your life. Anybody can choose to walk away. Even your daughter, your children that you raise, they can choose to walk away. Do not walk away from God. He's ever present in time of need. What I'm trying to put across to our audience is that your back should not be on the ground because of your background. Get a vision for your life from God through prayers and go for it. Go for the gold. People that are your destiny partners will embrace you, irrespective of the happiness in your life. You may be single. It's better to be single and to be married and be in cage. You may be single, it's not going to be single for life. You may be single, it's for a season. Don't rush into any decision. My life is a lesson even to my children. And I thank God that they don't have cause to rush over any issue, especially the issue of marriage. God has been faithful. God has been faithful.
Thank you so much for that. When you also said earlier that a lot of hoodlums are a product of the way their parents raised them. Don't you think those parents also are a product of the way they were raised? So like a circle. So what do you think? There's a fundamental foundational problem that needs to be addressed. It could be education. It could be an NGO having to give them money, because the circle will definitely keep. I feel like if we talk to the parents of these hoodlums, they might not see the lights we see. So what exactly is the solution to this instead of just highlighting the problem?
Okay. Maybe I need to lay it bare. I'm a Nigerian, a proud southerner. I'm from Lagos, Osun. My mom is from Elisha. My dad is from Epe. But when you look at the scenario playing out in Nigeria, you discover that, for God's sake, we have northern Nigerians and we have southern Nigerians. What do I mean? We have so many allies from the Royal Emirates from the north, and they look at the other lower class perishing, not educating them, leaving them the way they are, giving them talking, and those guys, they are the one that turned to Boko Haram now. So allowing them to come to the south, we are not saved. You see, even though as it is this year 2020, November 15th, we still call ourselves one Nigeria. We just hope so, we pray so, but we all know that in reality we are not. That is the truth. People may not talk, but they know it. Because up here in the south, we east and west, we ensure that even if I don't go to a school, I'm not well enlightened, I must train my children. As I said earlier, I'm a product of two marriages. all my children, I single-handedly train them. Because I know the value of education. So definitely they see things from a better perspective, even than myself. They will do better in life. But a man that is not trained is a deformed mind. See, we all came to life with a place late in our mind. Whatever your environment write into it is what you become. Whatever your parents, we are all product of information, what comes into our life. You swallow them in consciously and unconsciously. Later in life, it plays out. Okay? Mm. I'm bothered about the happiness in Lagos, very the true trooping of these foreigners, of these even northerners, that they are not foreigners, right? Because some of them are able bodies, they are not blind, they can walk, they have eyes, they could hear, they are not deaf, and they are begging. For God's sake, on what premise is that? Okay? They are not even ready to learn any form of vocation. Lagos City, mega city, does not want such.
So my question is, what is the solution to that?
The solution now is that let leaders in various regions take responsibility to train this young generation. Anyone above 50 should go back to their villages. If you are not adding value in Lagos, go back. Your children, if they have vocation, they get engaged and send money to you to live your simple life, a nomadic life, right?
This podcast episode is brought to you by the Visayo Travel Blogging Masterclass. If you're struggling with how to start and design your blog, how to position your business online, how to create and implement a unique content strategy, or how to sustainably grow your blog to a 5,000 to 10,000 monthly blog audience, then you should head over to masterclass.thevisayo.com, that is thevisayo.com, to enroll for the Starter Blogging course. Now, this course has been supported by the British Council, and it was created by the award-winning travel blogger The Visayo to help you start your blog, position your business online, and stay winning. To get a $20 discount, use the code TheBigDreamer20. TheBigDreamer20. Cheers.
The solution for now is that I want to advise that they get registered with an NGO and get engaged. You learn vocation. Like the way the Chinese are coming to Nigeria, and they are the one that will do the plumbing, electrical, mechanical, building, everything. I'm not in support of that. So government should also take note of that. Let our children too, our indigenous Nigerians too, learn those vocations and get themselves engaged in it. It's only on idol's mind that is devil's workshop. And I'm sure that our youth are not so lazy, even though up there they thought they are lazy. But they are not lazy. They are vibrant youth. It happens to anybody. If your mind is not engaged, there's no vacuum in nature. They could engage themselves doing negative stuff. Thank you.
All right. So what was it like growing up in Nigeria when you're much younger and compared to how it is now?
Okay, thank you. Growing up for me was fun, even though I was a product of a polygamous family. I've helped my stepmother to hawk a lot of things like biscuit, like picnic, like bread. I just love to do business. And as I grew older too, I also helped my mom. I sold plantain, banana. I hugged them, biscuit, all of that. By and large, I still have business grace in me. I can turn anything to money legally because it's just part of me since when I was small. So that goes to inform me that I should tell you guys outside there, whatever you are going through now is but for a purpose and it has a lot to do in your future. So embrace it. Either it's painful, it's not painful, it's fun, it's not fun. In fact, life is not a fun stage. Because this is the stage you learn and play out before you get out. Before you go and give account of what you have done in your body to God. So we must be prepared for life. It's not a fun stage. It's not a fun place. It's a place you come to discover who you are. You equip yourself, you are back on a lifelong journey destiny. And if you are able to apply enough knowledge, enough wisdom, apply self-control, and you are disciplined, you are focused, you stream your life, you don't allow anybody to just come into your life, you also compartmentalize relationship. By and large, you get there. But what is important is that you get vision for your life. So when I was growing up, I had a fair share of poverty. I was buying, my parents could not afford to buy ready-made for us. We used to eat rice maybe four times a year then during festive period. By and large, the gari we took and all of those swallows does not damage our skin or damage our system. I mean, it prepared us to be tough too. It prepared us to face life squarely. And I was also opportune to attend, did my OND at Lagos State Polytechnic, HND, Yaba Tech, last week for PGD and for my master's. And I gained employment in the Lagos State Government as a planning officer in the year 2000, and I'm an assistant director now. I'm growing by the ladder. I mean, it's been tough. It's been up and down, thinking of the less pay, but serviceable life pace. And I got to understand, because of the level of enlightenment I opened myself into training, that life is about service. It's not about you take from people. It's about give to people. I learned from John C. Yeah. Maxwell. Yeah, he reminded me 2 days ago that when you help people to meet their need, let's say 10 people, just keep meeting, serving people. Those 10 people will also help you use things to singular you to meet your need. So you have phenomenal results.
So one thing I appreciate and I've learned from my mom is that she is a giver. Like since when I was young, when I was 10 years old, if she buys something new, she was always going to give things to people. Perhaps she goes to my 12 today and she buys a carton or a big basket of tomatoes. She will share gifts. Like she's always giving, which is something that what did you learn that from? Where do you think you picked that up from?
Okay. Giving to me is living, right? My dad died when I was 12 years old, so I could not really say maybe he's a giver. But I was made to understand that my dad was a nice man. The definition of nice man, I could not really give because I was just about to be 12 when he died. My mom died when I was 24. So, and she was not stingy, even though she was a single mom, she was not stingy. To me, I think it's a gift, number one. Then, the training I received from Bishop Oyedepo, Adeboye, Sam Adeyemi, Bishop Oyedepo once said that giving is living, giving is living. So I swallow all of that and I'm like, okay, I can do it. Then, irrespective of what you have, if you don't give it out, it will finish. So when you give it out, I have inner joy. So I don't even understand when people find it difficult to give. And I'm like, if you don't give them that thing finish, and the law of life is that since I've been giving, to the glory of God, I have two testimony. I keep increasing, then I don't lack. So I want to give it to you guys free of charge too. Giving is living. So that means you are living a meaningful life. You don't have to be on the podium before you know that you are a pastor. Every one of us, we are minister. You either minister negative things to your environment or you minister something positive into your environment. I'm not a fanatic. I don't preach religion. I don't want to know maybe you're a Muslim or you're a Christian or Hinduism. What is important is that if you want to enjoy your life, if you want to be cool in life, no way out, you must be a giver. And givers never lack. Giver's hand is always on top. You will continue to be on top. In fact, I can give to my enemies. I intentionally give to my enemies. You know what? One, two, and only. But you just keep giving.
What is that? Not everybody is Yoruba.
One, two, and only simply means that some people just believe in the principle of bring, I don't have, bring. You keep giving them, they will not be up to you. You keep going up and they keep staying down.
So the question
because
is,
they turn the principle around.
For those who not take advantage of that, what do you do?
For those who, good question, thank you, dear. For those who take undue advantage of my giving habit, when I sense that, I draw back from them. When you take undue advantage of my giving, I'm not a fool, I'm 50. When I discover that what you do is give, you take. Anytime you need stuff, you come around, you cajole me, you take. I sense it, I draw back. I close my heart, I close my door, I pick somebody else. Because I must keep giving. Because it's a law. So these days, when I'm 50, I discovered that let me continue to give to the less privileged people from a distance, that they don't even know my house. They don't even need to say thank you. They don't even have my number. I just want to give. Because how much, come to think of it, brethren, how much am I paying God that He keeps us alive? Is it the multivitamin that we take that keeps you alive or daily medication? It's a lie. The book that I keep reading, the book of life, says that He is the pillar that holds our life together. Till my time expires in His book, I will not go anywhere. I will still be around bouncing till when I'm 85 years old. And then my children are saying that, no, you have to be 1995. I told God, for the past 5K, for the past 15 years, I've been telling God, when I'm 85, I want to come and rest. So my life is from 1970 plus 85 years old.
May God's will be done.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. So God's will can be 90, 100, you know.
What is important, what is paramount to me is living a meaningful life, an impactful life.
So to buttress what you said about what have I done to merit all that God is giving me? So this year alone has been evident that life is very fickle. Like if we were to pay for all the oxygen that we take every minute, we would not be able to pay. Most people would be dead today, because it was this period that, I mean, a lot of people that were hit by the pandemic, a lot of people are dead today. I know a lot of people that in Nigeria, well, a few people that got COVID, and because they already had existing ailments.
Health challenges.
And then I know of someone that, you know, now has to live on oxygen for the rest of his life because he had COVID and he already had an health challenge. But after he was cured of COVID, his lungs filled or something. The child now has to live on oxygen for the rest of his life. And how much is oxygen? I was told it was like 150,000 naira, which in conversion... Which in conversion might, I don't know, is it like 500? No, 150K is more than $100. So the point is, if we were to pay for oxygen, that is just one thing amongst all the other things that God has blessed us with. We will be in debt to God. But God has given us all of these things freely. And this is just to buttress what you've said. Now, what else would you say you've learned from the year 2020?
It's a year of the mercy of God unto us. And it's a year of the mercy of God unto Nigeria. Because God knew that we will not be able to cope if the tea eats Nigeria the way it, or Africa, or for certain countries, the way it eats all other countries.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, because we don't have the ability and capacity, you know, physically, financially, and in scientific world, medically.
We've been able to weather some other storms. In the past, Ebola happened, and see how we handled it in Nigeria. We got the cure before the other Western countries. So I don't know about that. I feel like when it comes to disease, we take things serious. That's what I feel anyways.
We cannot. Is this ventilator that we want to give out? Can you imagine what happened in the area of palliative? You see? So even if the aid comes, there could be possibility of mismanagement. During the COVID, when the thing struck in the month of March, April, May, myself and my partner, we had to raise 1.5 to help people from our personal savings, from our hard-earned money, because we cannot afford to see people dying around us. Meanwhile, we have AIDS that some people kept. So we have leadership disease in our nation. We have leadership pandemic in Nigeria.
So to be clear, what you're saying is, even though we have the solution, people might not everybody will get it or have access to it because it is being ordered.
Yeah, we heard it.
So you're saying because of that,
backwardness mentality is another issue in Nigeria.
Yeah, so you're saying it's because God knows this. This happens in Africa.
Yeah, it's just impossible. God. And see, the visa just come. There was a time you told me that Nigeria is a religious tourist center.
Mm-hmm.
You said so jokingly, and I'm like, okay, lady, you are right. For that alone, God spares Nigerians. For that alone, people are still dying of COVID, though. We should not be careless. I was told 2 weeks ago that 2 medical doctors died from lawsuit. So please reduce your outing. Please ensure you are clean. Please protect your children. And please protect yourself too, so that you'll be able to eat the fruit of your labor on those children. And please, during this Christmas and New Year, play it solo. Please, hold family meeting and do it moderate. You don't have to travel. If you must travel, be careful. If you must go to party, go sharp, sharp and come back home. Anywhere you are not invited, please don't go. Trim your life. Thank you.
Mom, why are you frowning your face? She has a serious face on right now. Anyways, so what was it like raising us, your 4 pillars? You called us your pillars. So what was it like raising us, and what in comparison to how you were raised?
What was it like raising you?
In comparison to how you were
raised? Raising you with my cousins has been ups and downs. That's affected my career because some of my colleagues call me Yaloja. They know that I don't depend on my salary alone, that I had to do 1 or 2 things. And that brought misconception to some of my boss. And sometimes they assume one is not responsible enough to stay from 8 to 4 or go extra mile after closing. That's okay. Everybody has their own perspective of you. But that does not stop me. I'm a go-getter. I get results. I'm a productive thinker. I know what is good for me. I know that I brought them forth to life, so I must nurture them for God to ensure that they discover purpose, and I launch them into their destiny. They begin to leave the house one after the other because they must be responsible. So comparing the way I raised you up with the way I was raised up, they are 2 different parts.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised up in a face me and face you house. You guys grew up in flats and duplexes. You guys grew up in town. You grew up in an GRA. You know, I mean.
What about the values? How about the values we were taught and the values you were taught?
The value I ensure that I inculcated in you were biblical values. I ensure that I don't raise liars. I ensure that none of my children can steal. I ensure that the God of the Bible is their God. I ensure that they don't party around. I ensure that they don't dress anyhow. I ensure that they don't address people anyhow, because if you address people anyhow, they also address you like that. I also ensure that I don't allow visitors in our house just anyhow. I must know their friend. I also ensure that they don't go and greet friends anyhow. My husband says that let their friend come here instead of them going on, because if they go out, you never can tell where they are and what they are doing. So we also have plenty food at home. I ensure that I feed them and their friends, and they sleep here.
With the grace of God.
I don't, to the glory of God, I don't allow them to go and sleep outside. No, no. Even though I have a price to pay in terms of expenses to run the family.
But you know that is not going to continue for too long. That one, that sleeping outside one, because all your children, you have only 1 child left. Most all of them are over.
Yeah, if it's even overstaying at home now because she's 25. I expect her to sit down, plan her life for 2021, ensure to exit gradually, either for a master's, either to go and live alone and be more responsible, either to foot a bill, and you know, that's how life is. It's in circle. You don't say because of one thing, you slow down in the other area. Just have to keep moving. Just have to keep moving. And the joy of a parent is to see them staying on their own, doing well. Staying on their own, doing well. If they are not accurate, if they are not prepared for future, they won't leave the house. They just want to stay and continue to enjoy free benefits of housing, AC, light, water, food. That will not last long. So the best bet is to prepare them for future and you release them to that future while you still support them from a distance. Before you know it, you can now withdraw your support gradually. That's all.
All right. So I think I asked a question earlier about how you learned to grow your faith in God.
Okay.
And I mean, that has been your life support so far since you were 24 years old.
Mm.
And how did that happen? And how was that? How did that happen, basically?
Okay. My cousin from Malaysia, Rolake, God will bless her. God used her to change my life when I was in secondary school. She used to be a free girl. She party around. She move around with friends. All of a sudden, I discovered that her life changed because she was attending a new church called Wosem, Church of Badar Eden. What Wosem, you know? When I saw a changed life physically, that changed me too. And since then, I used to be a Muslim. My Muslim name is Shakirat. I joined the Obadare Church, Wosem, and I got baptized with the Holy Ghost. And we kept attending night vigil. And my spiritual life changes academically. I became more brilliant. I also ensured that I don't party. I'm not used to partying anyway. So I just ensured that I don't have much social life, and I don't regret not having it. And immediately when I got admission, after 2 years, I got married, as I said earlier. And I discovered that the God of the Bible is the real God, so that we don't just deceive ourselves. When we are disciplined enough to live our life according to the word of God, it could be painful now, but it's gainful later. So because I said earlier that life is full of pain and gain. If you don't live a disciplined life now, you live a wayward life, the outcome of your life will also play out. All this vagabond, all this, when I say vagabond, or mortar, it cut across all ages. Children, daddies, mummies. You see some women at party coming to you to beg for money, and they are 50 years, they are 60 years. What happened to your active years? How have you been using it? If you are a petty trader, you're not supposed to beg. So what are you doing at the party center begging for money? So it's just a show of carelessness during their formative years, during their active years, that is playing out at their later year. And it's everywhere. So spirituality pays me. Bishop Oyedepo, God be bless him. He has been saying it that Christianity is an individual race. So I take responsibility for all my mistakes. I take responsibility for all the happiness in my life. I buckle up my shoe and face my life. And God turned things around. It's not he's not an unjust God. We keep writing things in our life every day. Then reward comes later in life. So, it's a work of faith, and it's been faithful, and it's a daily work until we lay it down one day for a crown of glory. So, you have to keep moving, you have to keep moving, you have to keep moving until we attain it one day for a crown. So, the work of faith is a daily work. The work of faith is an individual work. The work of grace is faith is a graceful work, because it's a privilege to be chosen from my family to be a Christian. So many people that are from a Christian home, they are not Christian. So many people, they are from Muslim home and they are Christian. So I even see more of Muslim or other religion turning to a Christian, becoming more serious than the so-called Christian home. Because when you are from darkness, you move to light, you have to hold on to that light. This little light of mine, I must not allow you to quench. I keep saying these things, that the most important person in your life that you must not let go is God. Is God. So you must turn to God for God to turn to you. James 4:8. You turn to him, he will turn to you. He's not far. He's our best friend, sincere friend, our mentor, our sustainer, our shield, our glory, our buckler, our defender, our fighter, our friend, our lover. So it's everything to us. It depends on how real you are to him. When you turn to him, he turns to you. When you leave him alone, lo and behold, the world population is over 7 billion. So if you don't turn to him, millions and billions are turning to him. In fact, the ungodly nation, because of this pandemic, coronavirus, turn to God. I saw them kneeling down on the road, saying, God, have mercy, crying.
What country?
US, Neo, UK, Neo. I saw them, Arabian country.
Where?
Go and check the YouTube.
Mom is not sure.
I'm sure. Double sure. You see them crying, seeking the face of God. People that will go partying, clubbing.
Let me.
They turn to God.
You said
because
that.
Because God humbled the world.
You said
God
Arabian country. You said Arabian country, right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
UK and US are not Arabian countries.
In UK, most of them are Muslim.
Are you sure?
Touch it out. Yeah.
Let's just do a quick Google search.
Yes,
so now. Oh, so for those who do not understand, I basically say my mom said yes. So okay, religion, popular religion in UK. Okay. Popular religion in the UK. Let's see what Google says. You see, Christianity is the major religion.
What's the percentage?
There's no percentage here. So look at it now. Christianity is the major religion, followed by Islam, Hinduism, Sikhism, Judaism, Buddhism, and all of that. So, mommy, what country exactly were you referring to when you said that?
I'll get back to
you. She'll get back to us. You guys just Google it. She does not remember. Anyways, the truth is, I was not sure where this podcast was going to when I started this podcast with my mom. It was laid in my heart when I was, you know, choosing guests for this season that I should invite my mom. This is the third season of the Big Dreamers podcast. And whenever I'm choosing a guest, I don't just choose of my own volition. Like, Holy Spirit directs me, and then it puts people in my heart. I reach out to them. Maybe 50% of them get back to me. So it's not as if it's everybody actually get back to me. So I believe that whoever gets back to me is the person who God wants me to, you know, bring on the podcast to come and inspire you guys. And this particular season has been focused on empowerment. So any last words you want to, you know, share with them? I know most of the things you've been saying as a buttressing on empowerment, actually. You've spoken on NGO, you've spoken on faith, empowering people by faith. You've spoken on so many things. So any last encouragement?
Yeah. Thank you. God bless you. I just want us to know that guys, youth, fathers, mothers, and upcoming ones, right? You are responsible for the outcome of your life. Take it as a watchword for year 2021 that we are entering into. Don't wait for year 2021 to come. Pray yourself into year 2021 now in November 15. Ask God, what do you want me to do in the year 2021? That's how dreamers behave, number one. If you are 18 years and above, you are responsible for the outcome of your life. In fact, write it somewhere, let it run in your heart, like Habakkuk 2:2. You are responsible. That means I must be careful in my decision making. I must be careful with the friend that I move with. Not everybody is permitted to be your friend. So let them give you a sort of name. She is classic, she's classic, she's choosy. Because you are a child of the Most High God, you are meant to be choosy. Then empower yourself. Don't wait for you to be trained from your place of work. Go online. A lot of free training, either spiritually, academically, socially. Mention it. We have training.
Like the Fisayo Travel Blogging Masterclass.
Yeah. Training in the area of your passion. The Google is loaded. Make use of it. Then youth. I also need to tell youth that, please, live a balanced life. Don't stay on the system throughout your day. Exercise. Live a structured life. Be useful at home. Be useful at work. Go to a party. Serve in your environment.
Go to party?
Yeah, it should be done in moderation.
Okay, but I'm just like, that's something.
Yeah,
that's
go contract. To party. It's part of social life. You right. Never can tell where you will meet your next client.
Yeah.
So intentionally,
I'm just saying you are contradicting yourself when you
it should not that. Be too much.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything in moderation. Take wine, take soft drink. Yeah,
I'm supposed to take wine.
Yeah.
Anyways,
don't cage your life. Don't box your life.
You whatever see, you do, just be led by the Holy Spirit and live a balanced life. That's what.
Be open, help people. Don't be stingy. Assist people. Take rejection as part of the journey. Here on heart, so many things will happen to you. You are responsible the way you react or you respond to things. Take control of your emotion. Thank you.
Wow, mom, you've said a lot in is this up to an hour of a podcast? Like, you said a lot of top
and don't have any regret for your temperament. Like me now, I'm a sanguine choleric. Oh Lord, you talk too much. I'm a public speaker. Celebrate your weakness.
Because celebrate your now that can be weakness. Very that can be misconstrued. I think the right word would be to improve on your weakness, not necessarily celebrate. Just your weakness in your own point of view is the fact that people say you talk too much. Is that what you said?
So, yes, yeah, so I need to celebrate
but
it.
You improved on it. You went back and said, okay, Bolanle, why is everybody saying you talk too much? How can you turn it to be a good thing? You started using it for good and became a public speaker and motivational speaker as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You improved on your weakness.
Yeah.
I mean, some people's weakness can be that they don't like to
talk too much.
Yeah, and you don't know if your miracle is attached to you talking to that next, the bad person next to you. But because you say, I'm celebrating my weakness, I beg, I don't want to talk, Jare. Then you now miss your miracle.
Anyway, it's a function of perspective. I'm saying that the area of your life that people are using against you, don't be downcasted.
Okay.
Don't be weary. Don't say, hey, God, change me. Hey, God, remove this thing. Because it's not going to remove it. What you need to do is say, thank you, God, the way you have wired me. No cause for regret. One. Then modify, and improve on those areas. If it brings you bad luck and it's not working well for you, that's all.
All right. Thank you so much for being a part of this podcast.
Thank you to TheVisayo.com, my only daughter, you go gaga, you continue to have global voice. Year 2021 for you will be a year you have been waiting for in all areas of your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. So let's pray for our listeners as well. I feel like
we should pray for them?
Yes, please.
Okay. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Holy is your name, mighty is your name, faithful is your name, merciful is your name. We thank you for this period on the 15th of November 2020 that you have brought our voice to this platform. We pray for the hearers that you will open their ears, open their realm beyond what we have spoken. You will magnify the word in their heart. You cause them to listen to it over and over. So that they don't condemn themselves concerning where they are. They don't condemn themselves concerning what they have passed through in life. They embrace you and thank you and move on in life. We pray that the hand of God will rest upon them. We pray that Almighty God will not leave them alone, because your word says in the book of Joshua 1:2 that I will never leave you alone. So the word of God is there waiting for us to tap into it. We pray, O Lord God, that this coming year will be a year of good decisions. A year of increase, a year of intimacy with God, a year of revelation, a year of the Lord. It's going to be a year of the Lord, because God will keep coming and locate us. And we will listen to him. We will not be hearers alone, but doers of the word. Because it is in the doing that the result will come. May God help you, listeners, and bless you, and also enrich you to and load you to be, you know, an inspiration to other people too, and the generation to come, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. So you have a YouTube page. Let me, you know, do you want to tell them what your YouTube page is? Do you remember your YouTube page? She basically look at her face right now. I wish you could see her face. I was on your YouTube page today. I'm like, oh, basically our YouTube page is Olayinka Bello ABC. Mm-hmm. Let me confirm, please, so that anyone that's interested.
Oh, for any question, please drop a message on my YouTube channel.
Now, my mom is trying to be funky. She's trying to be the 21st century. Yo, so just Olayinka Bello A.B.C. And you see, so you see our past YouTube videos, and you can just leave a question over there. So God bless you once again.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless
you. I don't know if you were prepared for the word my mommy shared, but you got it. You listened. You heard. Now it's time for you to implement, and with implementation comes growth. And you have things to learn and also keep improving. That way the circle keeps growing. You implement, you grow, you learn. You implement, you grow, you learn. I guess I just founded a new theory. Anyways, that is for this season. I hope you enjoyed the season 3 of the Big Dreamers podcast. If you did, please feel free to share with your family and friends. If it is your first time here, please go and listen to our previous episodes. We're also on Instagram at TheBigDreamer_. You can DM us over there to ask any questions. Click the link in the bio there to see more information about the podcast. And yes, feel free to follow me too on all other social media channels at TheFisayo, TheFisayo. It's been real. It's been awesome. I hope you have been empowered. That is the theme for this season. I hope you have been empowered.
So with that said, I look forward to seeing you next year by God's grace in the next season, which is going to be the season 4. And yeah, till next time, do not forget to stay awesome, stay inspired. Peace.
I want you to give yourself the permission to take some time off. It gives you so much joy and it helps your mental health. It helps you grow and it helps you evaluate your brand from a third person's perspective, which is always awesome. It gives you so much fulfillment, and this is for my workaholics and online entrepreneurs. Yes, you. Take this from someone who did not see the point to taking a break. For a long time, all I saw in front of me was work to be done, ideas to be executed, money to be made. I did not understand the point to rest at the time because I did not understand the value until I experienced it. Now, this could be a 1 week or 2 weeks time off to watch movies, spend time with family, reflect on your personal well-being emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. I took some time off at the beginning of the year. I know, today is just, second week of January 2021. Although this was not intentionally, but I will share more on that next week. Now you tell me, when was the last time you took some time to rest, and how did it make you feel?